Welcome to Bye Week Report. I'm Larry Mayer along with Tom Thayer. And Tom, the Bears go into the bye with a 4-1 record. I want to start with the defense. During the 3-game winning streak, the defense has scored 5 touchdowns, only allowed 2. You played with some tough defenses in the 80s. What are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I think that's what we expected this defense was capable of when we started evaluating these guys during training camp. There was a lot of question marks about the over 30 crowd on the defense, and they've all held up to their end of the bargain. Not only are they playing great, but they're great leaders to some other young guys who it's nice to see that young talent come in here and be used so efficiently early in the season. I do think it's still a growth period that the Bears are going through defensively. It's hard to say that with Hall of Famers on it. But again, there's a lot of incorporation that you need to do in this system when you have the versatility of athletes.
The biggest thing to me in watching this is the pressure that they're getting up front from just their front four. As a former offensive lineman, notice I didn't say old again.
Right.
How tough is it when they come at you in waves like that, when they're subbing in guys and there's a fresh guy out there every play?
Well, you know, early in Jimmy Johnson's career when he went to the Dallas Cowboys, he made the defensive lineman a rotating position of 8 or 9 guys. And when you were in the third and fourth quarter and fatigue was a part of your game and you still had fresh bodies going at you, it was difficult. However, with the Bears, it's the athleticism, and I keep mentioning the word versatility because no guy only plays one position. And I think that's the key to keep offensive linemen off balance. If I become familiar with only playing against one guy for 70 snaps, you kind of fall into a rhythm. But when it can change to 5-8 different guys during the course of a game, you never fall into that comfort zone knowing exactly what the player can do.
There are some questions about the secondary heading into training camp, especially at the safety position. I feel the secondary's played very well this year. Look at the two cornerbacks. You have one guy in Tim Jennings leading the NFL in interceptions, another guy in Charles Tillman who has interception returns for touchdowns 2 back-to-back weeks. What are your thoughts on the contributions they've made back there?
Unbelievable. Player of the month for Tim Jennings. You know, Charles Tillman getting interception returns. But it's the safety position that's, you know, making this system work. Because we have two guys that have a number of starts behind them. They're playing good football. They're getting smarter as they play. They're really fitting in well to this system. And that's the most important part of it. Whether it's Major Wright getting tip balls from Tim Jennings or Chris Conte following, you know, his lead and getting a tip pass by Tim Jennings. Everybody's contributing, but it's the continuous development of the safety position that's allowing the system to be run so well.
Let's look at the other side of the ball now. The Bears are 9-1 in Jay Cutler starts dating back to last season. The one hiccup was in Green Bay, obviously the offense, and Jay Cutler didn't perform well in that game. What do you think Mike Tice learned from that game, and how has he applied it the last 3 games that the Bears have won all 3?
Well, you know, Mike Tice talked a lot about before last week about the rhythm of this offense. And, you know, this bye week being so early in this regular season, I think this is just a part of the process of development. I'm not looking for a mid-year bye week because this team offensively has a long way to go. So I think the more Mike Tice learns about his talent, the more the talent learns about Mike Tice, the more they understand that the rookies are continuing to develop, Alshon Jeffrey, Evan Rodriguez, and the new guys like Michael Bush and stuff, they have a lot to learn, and they have a lot to learn about each other. And I think the process is continuing, and I think that's the best part about it, is the best is yet to come down the road. It's not in week 4 of the regular season.
One of the biggest things to me, and we haven't seen this here before, is a number one receiver like Brandon Marshall. This guy has been absolutely as good as advertised. First Bear to go over 100 yards in 2 straight games since 1999. Not only that, he did it in the second half of each game. He got over 100 yards in Dallas and Jacksonville in the second half. What has he meant to this team?
Well, he's been a model citizen since training camp. I think him having the effect on the receiver position, because he's been able to speed up the process for Alshon Jeffrey, he's been a great leader on the field in terms of going out there and practicing every day. And he blocks when he's not catching the ball. But, you know, the thing about it is giving Jay an opportunity to first see what they're doing in regards to Brandon Marshall and then seeing how the other weapons fit into the system. Always having that option of looking at one player and how they're trying to defense him out of the game is going to, you know, give you other opportunities. Again, going back to the Super Bowl, when New England was determined to take Walter Payton out of the game, they did. But other guys flourish because of it. And I think that's what you can see from having a guy like Brandon Marshall in the continuous development process of this offense.
The Bears now during the bye week get to do some self-scouting, looking at some stuff. What do you think that they're going to discover on tape? And what do you think it's going to be the effect moving forward, beginning with the Lions game on Monday night?
You know, it's the only option during the regular season to to put a finishing touch on fundamentals and techniques, the little things that you kind of get away from when you're trying to get an organized game plan in the mind of everybody. This is kind of a comfortable week where, okay, maybe you're overflowing on a specific defense or you're running a route too deep. Just little different nuances, and it's offensive line getting better in your protection. And again, it's the positive reinforcement of everybody's techniques and fundamentals every day. And this is the luxury week that you can do it this early in the regular season.
Great stuff as always, Tom. He's Thayer, I'm Mayer. Thanks for joining us on BioWeek Report on ChicagoBears.com.